The battle over medical marijuana on Utah's Capitol Hill is starting to get a little personal. Op-eds targeting State Representative Brad Daw have appeared in local papers as he works on several bills related to medical use of cannabis. Today, Daw told KSL's Doug Wright he believes polls showing a strong majority of Utahns support medical use of cannabis products. He believes those polls are correct.
We need to be careful about those polls. I think that's accurate, but what's happening there is when we plumb down and ask the next question, which is just how far do you want to go, the vast majority of them say, okay, we just want to keep it careful. We want to make sure that it's recommended by a doctor. It needs to look like medicine. In other words, no smoking, no loose bud, anything like that. That's where people want to go. They want a carefully controlled, well-thought-out program that is approved by and endorsed by doctors.
But the group Truce contends that's not what's happening.
None of the bills up here are actually something that will help patients. And if they are helping patients, it's a very small population of the patients. It's really just for terminally ill patients, hospice patients. That's not going to capture the whole 76% of the population in Utah that's looking for safe access. So we need to look at comprehensive bills that actually do what patients need.
That's Christine Stenquist. Some have suggested Daw is trying to drive marijuana study and development toward companies in which he has interests. But Daw flatly denied that during today's interview. Stenquist, for her part, still has questions.
I don't know what Daw's true connection is, but I do seem to find that every time we do see Representative Daw working on legislation, we see databases appear. And so I have a concern about that we're establishing a lot of databases with patient information. As a patient's organization, we want to make sure that patient's information is protected. But as far as what Daw's financial connections are, I don't have a solid answer for that.
Representative Daw told us any suggestion he's working on medical marijuana legislation out of self-interest is offensive and false.